Hey, hey, backstage. I guess I'm going to be answering this questionnaire. And it's my first recorded questionnaire, so go easy on me. All right, so let's get started. Question number one. For noobs especially, what would you like to be called? Bops is fine. Or any variation, I guess. Call me Bopperella, I don't know, Bopzilla. Who knows? Anything. Just don't call me Shirley. Sorry, that was bad. all right, question number two. What is your most impressive or go-to party trick? So, I happen to know how to moonwalk. So, I'm going to say the moonwalk. It's always fun to break that one out every once in a while. Or useful party trick, I can open a beer bottle with a lighter. It's been helpful a time or two. Okay, question number three. What is the first musical artist you remember hearing or favorite childhood artist slash bands? The first musical artist, or I guess song I remember hearing, was Fleetwood Mac. And the song was Gypsy, and it's like my mom's favorite song. So she used to play it all the time when I was a kid. So I have memories of in the morning, like cooking breakfast and, you know, all the mayhem that happens while getting ready to go to school in the morning. But my mom would always be playing some Fleetwood Mac song and getting us all ready and out the door. So that's a good one. That's a fun question because most of my memories from childhood and everything are musically related too, which is fun. Anyhow, okay. And then picking my own, like who I liked the most as a child. I remember I had a Prince Purple Rain album and it was like a purple record. And I just thought it was like the coolest thing. And I would listen to it over and over and over and over and over again. So yeah, Prince was definitely my favorite as a kid. Okay, question number four. What did you want to be when you grew up? I wanted to be Wonder Woman. I mean, who wouldn't? But like a real occupation. I wanted to be a radio DJ. I remember, like, when I was a kid making fake radio shows, like, in my room on, like, my Walkman or something. Question number five. Do you have a celebrity doppelganger? Well, there is somebody that I've been told that I do look like, and it's happened a handful of times, so I don't know. I don't think I particularly look a lot like her. But I'll take it as a compliment, I guess. Joss Stone. Okay, question number six. Favorite smell? Favorite smell? Probably sex wax. It's a surfboard wax, and it's the most delicious smell in the entire world. Okay, so next question. Question number seven. How did you find GWA? I think it was probably, more than likely, it was probably through Literotica. And it, you know, after listening to audios there and just like doing a Google search or something and finding GWA that way. So nothing really interesting behind that tale. What's your favorite kind of audio? This one changes quite a bit. So how about I go with my favorite kind of audio at the moment? And that would be probably the friends to lovers scenario. I happen to dig that one quite a bit right now. And then always ramble faps. And I can't ever say that word without laughing. Yeah, those are always enjoyable. So question number nine, has GWA taught you anything about yourself? For example, have you discovered an unexpected kink? I don't know if it's really like helped me discover any kinks. But I would say, as far as like teaching me anything about myself, it's probably helped me to embrace the practice of being unapologetic about one's sensuality in day-to-day life, I guess. That it's okay to embrace that. So that's what I'll go with. Question number 10. What sorts of qualities draw you to your favorite performers? There are many different qualities. So I guess if it was like a script or an improv, I would say it would probably be like the more immersive, the better. Auditory cues like the kissing sounds and belt jingles and fabric rustling and just like, you know, those little audio cues that really kind of immerse you more into the audio. So I'd say that's one of the ones that definitely draw me to certain audios. And then if it's like a ramble fap or something, it's like, you know, the traditional like moans, groans, growls, and dirty talk. So question 11, would you ever consider meeting someone from GWA? I would say if it was for friendship purposes, perhaps, maybe. Question number 12. If someone were to write a script just for you, what would it look like? So like dream script scenario, something sensual and fun, but like sweet and sultry. So as long as it had those qualities, I would probably be very much drawn to it. Yes. I'm working some giggles and it's like gold. Other than GWA, what is your favorite not safe for work subreddit? What is it? Sexy stories. That's a good one. I enjoy that one. So we'll go with that because I can't think of anything else. And then for our bonus question, and because I was always a fan of extra credit, moan a long, low sound made by a person expressing physical or mental suffering or sexual pleasure. Gold star for everyone. And that's my first recorded questionnaire. So thank you to JM Delphi for this super fun questionnaire. And I hope everybody that listened has a wonderful day.